You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
If it's worse, because it's strange, I think. I think I look like it. This is funny. I think it doesn't work. Some skills, which I don't have.
Hello. I'm testing if the live stream is working. It's not working, obviously. This is the difficult stuff that I have now going. I'm not sure if it works.
Because I think actually, hello? I cannot. Yes, we should get out of the room, the hypothesis. Yes, we should actually, there is no online voice morphing, just as I'm now playing this with a voice, super voice changer from Microsoft. Yeah. Yes, and it's just the settings that I get when I download this stuff. I have no influence on the settings because I don't know how to change them. It's absolutely new for me. So let me see if I can play a little bit around, and if anyone is listening to me, I would like to get at least a response if it comes through on the live stream or not, or it's really funny. Yes, okay, because there is now a big problem, of course, with which arose because of this interview. Yes. Just a minute, I have to write something in the stream. Okay. I'm sorry for that, for these troubles caused by my incompetence in this software. I have no idea if this is coming through. I mentioned that my English sounds better with this voice machine. It's just really funny. I like this voice better than my name. Okay, please join me in the live stream and let's discuss about paranoia and how we can get rid of it, because it is just, it's just one possibility that is there. Yeah, and I hate it, the terror. Yes, Terran Downway really went deep into the stuff. Hello, where is that? Who is that? Hello? Hey, Marty. Hello, Marty? Marty, I cannot hear you. Marty, can you hear me? Marty, can you hear me? I don't know if anyone can hear your voice. Okay, so I cannot hear Marty, but he gave me just now a feedback that he can hear me with my voice morphing. It's not voice morphing. Morphing means that you take a voice that exists and then you replicate this voice technologically, digitally, with a machine, using another person's voice. So it is not... The voice morphing means that you take, for example, the voice of, I don't know, Vidair or Hey Citizen. I just take names out of the verified stream now, which I see. You take one of these voices, and then you say, now I have a text. The computer is reading the text, and while the computer is reading the text, it sounds exactly like Hey Citizen, or like Matty, or like Faye. So that would be voice morphing, but what I'm doing now is just a simple inline voice changer for these games, like Discord, for example. That's actually a game platform, and it is meant that you can, maybe you can play two players in a game. I don't know about games very much, or my son's played a lot of it, and I didn't like it actually. That's the time. So now I'm talking with this software, which is called, let me give you the exact parameters. It is called Super Voice Changer from Microsoft. It's free downloadable. You just can do Voice Changer on Google and you get hundreds of softwares that are free. You download them, you open them, you put on the headphones, you talk, you can change, while you're talking, you can change the settings, lower, higher, blah, blah, blah. I don't know the stuff, so I just put the settings that were right when I opened this downloaded thing. And I think it's really funny because, I believe the following. I believe that people are do disguise their voices online, as, for example, they also do disguise their real persona because they have many reasons to take care of their privacy and of their real life networks that they have, and it's not easy. In most of the cases, it's not easy to just go on Discord and talk about 9/11 with your real name, because maybe your boss or your neighbors or your parents or whatever would not be able to understand it and to handle it the way it it actually would be great to have that, so everyone can say what it wants, but it's not like that, and so we have to respect it, and that's why I believe that also voices are manipulated for the most several reasons. I don't know, my imagination has some possibilities of why. For example, when I thought App was the one who called in Brian Stavely, it was, again, just an intuitive reaction of mine. That was my perception. I thought App is now supporting Brian Stavely because he was criticized heavily on Plus Forum, and Hoyer was accusing him of being a sim, but obviously he's a real person because he was talking, and he actually is a good speaker, and I thought App is just supporting him by calling in, but he doesn't want to call in as App because, I don't know, because it would be not so much great support maybe if he calls as one who already everyone knows that is supportive for Brian, and he wants to call someone like somebody else. So that was my intuitive reaction on that. I was quite sure that it is App. App says, that's not me, okay, I believe it. I cannot apologize because my perception was wrong. I can state that my perception was wrong according to what App says and what others say who also have listened to it. But I still want to state that I want to feel free to talk about these perceptions and these interpretations, because that is what we do all the time. We do this with media events, we do this with, mostly with media events and written texts and videos and images, and I think it is important that it is possible to talk about perceptions that are interesting from this perspective of possible deception, etc. So in the case between App and Brian Stavely, one could also use the word deception if I was right and App really had called in to Brian Stavely. It would be deception, but it would not be a malicious deception in order to hide his persona or something. It would just be, as I said also about the Bob and Kristen Dahl thing, which I was also wrong, as most of the American listeners assured me. I didn't think something negative about Kristen Dahl in that moment. Okay, I have to say it To be honest, I have to state that I don't believe that there is such a person that is called Christina. It's just an online name, a Faye, Mati, whatever. But I don't believe that the reason for these Bob and Bob were to produce something negative or something. Maybe they just play around with this stuff because they are people of the media and that's their matter of living. And they like it and they have several, maybe even personas to participate in several networks. I remember, for example, discussions about people that have different accounts on the troll phones and on Clues phone. Maya, for example, who stated publicly once he was on Clues forum as Selene, then he was on Clues forum as Camera Obscura or something similar. Vera Obscurata, yeah, I don't remember now exactly. And, why not also several person characters? It is so easy to do and it doesn't harm anyone. I actually don't like it because I try to follow my own thoughts. I would not be able to follow two different types of myself that are, let's say I would play a character who is researching 9/11 and I would play another character who is criticizing the first one in order to be able, for example, to put my questions to this other character that would enhance the discussion about what my real main points of interest would be in the surrounding, namely the research about 9/11 and the Vixen research, the Vixen report. But why would I do it? I couldn't keep up with what I had to write down everything. What did I say then? What did I say then? And it would not enhance my topics because the topics can only be enhanced if there is real discussion, real talk, free talk about hypotheses that could be important to further the research about this so important topic of the latest decade, of which I would say most of the material has gone from the internet, has been lost from the internet, and it will not be possible in the future to revive the material out of archives, not even out of the internet archive. There are some pages archived there, but there are hundreds of thousands of blogs and research and communications of people that were thinking about and discussing about these topics the last 17 years, which will never be found again. And I think this is very, I'm very sorry about that. This makes me really sad, because I think the least that we could do is to preserve.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Okay, you do something. Thank you, up, and sorry for the quote-unquote accusation. I didn't make an accusation, actually. I just thought something. And I stated it. Okay. But I want to take out this... I'm sorry, this fucking software now, because... I don't know.
Can you hear me and can you give me a feedback? Do I sound now normal? Like my other voice morphing, which God gave me? But can anybody else give me a feedback? Anyway, I cannot hear my changed voice, so I hear only what I'm saying, what I'm speaking in the microphone. So for me, it is not bothering to listen to some crappy audio, but I hope now, as I close the software, I hope it is now gone. And I would like actually to continue with this meditation about what arose here, and especially I would like to talk about this, which I understood that it is actually a long story with Johnny Clues. I did not follow the story, I have to state that from the beginning. I knew that some guys have produced this old material, and I watched maybe one or two of them last year. But it was not so interesting for me because it was inside mockery, let's say. It was only understandable for people who were participating in that period of trouble or mindfuck or however we want to call it. When Johnny Clues joined again Fakeologist Discord at Fakeologist, the website, thanks, Matti, for the feedback. I thought it was great because, there, as far as I understood it, there was a big misunderstanding. Some guy got really in paranoid trouble. I could understand it because I myself got into some maybe less trouble or maybe better controlled for me. And I can understand it because it is a difficult matter to communicate in the internet about things that, yeah, are not so widely accepted or even, I don't know, where you can never be sure of what the agenda of someone is, because I think we all have some agenda, even if we just have the agenda of trying to prove ourselves right or trying to find, quote-unquote, the truth, what others say. It is an agenda. It is. We are shilling for something all the time. And so that's what I thought about Johnny Clues, and I thought I was maybe not. In my intention, it was actually to write to him on the blog in order to invite him to discuss about these things and to try to explain my point of view, which is that his understanding of deception with voice morphing or with other means is not is focused on proving that someone is a paid agent of intelligence services or something, and that is not the case. That is just one of the less in my opinion, it's one of the less possible possibilities. What is actually possible, I think, and it is in my estimation only, without being able to prove it, in my estimation, several of the people here with whom I have talked or have not talked are in one way or the other involved in some other media networks, and they are here because maybe, for example, that would be a very interesting case, because in this case I would not like to point the finger to them, because they maybe, if someone, for example, works on the agenda show, I just say an example, and he believes that 9/11 was a staged, simulated terror attack, as most of the people here believe. He cannot discuss publicly there about that. So if he needs to talk with others, he comes here or she. Or if you are in a whatever network, that would be a case that would be also a hypothesis why this network exists. I say this because Tom Dalpra also polarized by saying, maybe UP is a controlled opposition, but this is not his voice. That's not the question. The question is not if UP is a controlled op or if this is his voice. The question is to discuss about all these possibilities and actually to not waste any more time upon these possibilities and to start researching, or to continue researching, better, the psyops that do happen. And especially in my case, I would be interested to research 9/11. I do it also for myself, but it would be great, since I am here in the surrounding of the 9/11 psyop theorists, that someone would say, for example, yeah, okay, why not? Let's do some discussions about this and this topic. There are so many topics that have not been discussed, that have been touched upon maybe, or even avoided to discuss about. As, for example, is the topic of Xylophilex and Antipodean, if I'm right, with which I agree. And I've tried to find out where the, maybe it is a communication problem. Maybe not. I have no estimation about that. But there is a point that not all alleged victims of the 9/11 PSYOP were simulated personas. Some of them were real existing people, or at least real names of real existing people. And all these differences have never been researched. I mean, Xylophilex and Antipodean have done research for their hypothesis that they have. Concretely, Xylophilex has researched the English alleged victims of 9/11, and Antipodean has researched the Australian, but I'm not sure, and I have not read all this research. I have just not enough time to read everything. It is so much material. Yeah, now I'm in a monologue. I would really be happy if someone wants to join me. I would like to discuss even more about all these topics. Yeah. Matti is writing. Matti, maybe it's too early in Germany. They're maybe now going to bed? Yeah, maybe later. Okay, Matti, no problem. Maybe I'm here, maybe I'm not. I think I'm not so long here today. I just wanted to test this inline voice changer, which is really cheap, and everyone has it, and it is on, you can download it since 20 years. I don't see the reason why all the critiques of let's say Terran Downwave and Unreal and this other Avatar Versite 2, I think, was it? When they speak about voice changing, I think it is really accepted. It must be accepted. It is a reality. But it does not mean that if you use it, you are a paid agent of MI5 or whatever. It would take more to be to go this path and to research if some character here would be, and yeah, I don't know. That does not interest me at all. I think it is a maybe also let's say it must be spontaneous, because most of the people that I saw have suffered because of this hypothesis. But it could be also a strategy to avoid the research of 9/11, which bothers me, actually. I mean, in the end, if we see it now, we are in 2018. September Clues was produced or aired, I think, in 2007, if I'm right. I'm not sure. 100% sure, and there has been critique upon several contents of September Clues. I think Simon Schuck is done with September Clues. As I understand it, he is not going to continue his work on it, although he is still interested in mass deception and has also other topics. But to be honest, it's not only up to him to continue the research. There are actually so many people here who I wonder what they produced in pre-9/11 the last 7 years since this platform exists. And that makes me suspicious, to be honest. This platform exists, and it exists because of 9/11 and the 9/11 PSYOP, but I have not seen other than a few, which I think all I mentioned already, that are continuing the research about 9/11. And I think, I know of course that App himself does not research, because he stated it himself. It is not possible for him, not combinable with his work and life. But he enables the platform, and in this platform, actually, we, quote-unquote, would be able or could be able to just to find each other with our interests that we have and to cooperate in order to research. That would be my fantasy of why I actually joined. I didn't join here to find out if, I don't know, if Matti is works secretly for the Neue Zürcher Zeitung or something. I don't care if he does. If he does, what's the problem? I don't care. Maybe we can influence him so that he can influence his co-workers at the... This is just a joke, Matti. That's not, I don't have such a hypothesis. Yeah, something like that. I'm here. If somebody joins, I'm going to talk again. Unless that happens, see you later and be happy. And don't worry too much. And Johnny Clues, really, come back and let's talk about this. That's not, I don't think you are on the right way, you know. I don't think that you are researching something that is healthy. It's not healthy. It makes you crazy in the head. Or stay away. Stay away. Go make some vacations in Mallorca, or I don't know where you are. Cheers. Hello, hello, this is Faye again. I'm still in the live stream, and now I got feedback from John Le Bon, who is a young fakeologist with an own platform on YouTube, if I remember right, who is doing research, in my opinion, of the metaphysical type and conspiratorial type in regards to 9/11. He tries to find out the mysticistic or occult connections to that psyop, which is not my field of interest and I cannot have an opinion about. And in other topics that he's researching is the dinosaurier hoax. He has, as far as I followed his work, he has also done on the field research by raising money, I think, to go to visit some sites in Australia where it is said that there are possible excavations of dinosaurier bones, etc. I'm saying that to give an impression to John Le Bon that I'm following his work and that I know where he comes from. Another important topic also that John Le Bon is very intensely presenting, at least the period of the last 1 year when I started regularly coming here to the Discord, is the Bitcoin story, which is a story that is heavily promoted in the media, mass media and alternative media. It is actually a centrally managed big story because it is a part of the political intentions of the NVO, how others call them, to install a worldwide currency of the digital form. And Bitcoin is one of the experiments, as some experts say. I'm not an expert in it, but that's one interpretation that Bitcoin and other Ethereum, I don't know the names of those currencies, that these are experiments that are placed and that are obviously also managed as public relations in the media in order to evaluate the reactions of the population and to see how it would be possible to really make a currency change with the next, these same guys that are talking about this. Interpretations are, for example, saying that during the next financial crash that is going to happen around 2020, as they estimate with the factors that they have available to analyze it, that it could be the moment where possibly the International Monetary Fund is going to propose the change practically. It has been proposed already by Christine Lagarde last week, or 2 weeks ago, I don't remember exactly. So that's also one topic that John Le Bon is very active in. And John Le Bon now gave me the feedback to my previous monologue, or maybe dialogue with Matti, who was not speaking, just listening and giving feedback in the stream. And John Le Bon writes, quote unquote, paid shills are in fact a hoax, period. How many times do I have to explain this to you? I don't know if he means me personally there or if he means you generally. Of course, there are people who will visit forums like this one from time to time with nefarious intent. This does not mean they are paid shills, quote unquote. Some people just like to cause trouble, to steer shit, to troll others, to generate a negative reaction, on and on and on. One of the most prominent regulars of Ecologist.com, a man who is, in my opinion, bold text now, clearly not a quote-unquote paid shill, is one of the most destructive forces I have seen in the ACT realm. ACT realm is, I think, this alternative truth movement or something. I'm not sure about this acronym, but I think it's the alternative truth movement. Or alternative conspiracy truthers realm. Now I got it. Possibly, I'm not sure. He intentionally, I'm continuing what John Le Bon writes, he intentionally interrupts conversations, changes the topic, plays music and announces cigarette breaks every few minutes. Why? I infer that it is to be a pain in the ass. But this does not make him a paid shill, and anybody who says otherwise is in fact a liar. A person bearing false witness to paid shillery. Paid shillery? I thought he doesn't believe in paid shillery. No, he believes in paid shillery. Okay. Sorry for that comment. I repeat the sentence. But this does not make him a paid shill, and anybody who says otherwise is in fact a liar. A person bearing false witness to paid shillery. You have been told, now stop it. Okay, so John Le Bon says that this discussion is not important, and he takes as an example Rollo, because it is clear that he is meaning Rollo with this description. Rollo is a very old participant or member or maybe co-installer, I don't know, he's here a very long time. His first appearance on Ecologist was on episode 42, which was a great interview between that I conducted with Rollo, who is from Australia, who is absolutely passionate about 9/11 and who has in all his presentations always been very clear in his position about the importance of that PSYOP. Unfortunately, he's not a researcher type, so I could, for example, ask him if he wants to research with me some things about 9/11. He's more the presenter and enhancer, maybe, I don't know. And actually, I liked his old Radio Rollo shows. At the moment, I'm not so interested in, let's say, professional radio shows of the style that Velocity and Rollo and others are installing for themselves. It's okay, but it is more inside jokery, etc. So I'm a little bit not so in that. But I think it's worth and it's good to have it. I listen also to it, but yeah. I would like to have more discussions, that's all. But coming back now to what John Le Bon says, John Le Bon says that Rollo is accused to be a paid shill. I cannot estimate by whom, unless it is John Le Bon himself, who had that suspicion and now has to state publicly that he doesn't believe it. Okay, so it is a confused, actually, statement. John Le Bon does not believe that there are paid shills, but he believes still there are paid shills in the moment that someone, for example, would say that Rollo is a paid shill, then the other person would be. And this is what I wrote to Napoleon yesterday, who was also joking about this topic, that is the wrong question. That is the wrong question, and it's a dichotomy which is not useful. It does not produce any results that are helpful for any kind of communication. It does only polarize, and it is, you know, and it is like that. It is like in the psyops. When you, for example, go into the details of, let's take, I am not so fresh in my mind any very concrete example, but maybe I can find some, just a moment. I mean in my mind, because I'm too lazy to go to search now on Google or to... Yeah, let's take, for example, the Nice truck attack in July, and let's take this story with this journalist who was in the hotel and who was filming live the Nice truck attack. And you're trying then to prove, is this real, is this not real, was he there, was he not there, who is he? And then there is a guy in Germany who is part also there from the controlled opposition, I mean, from the 9/11 false flag controlled opposition, and he's still, of course, in the alternative media very strongly. And he researches then this journalist, and he tries to find out, yes, and of course he's a Jew, and he's not a Jew, sorry, that's wrong information, but his woman is a Jew, and therefore it must be that the Jews do all these psyops, and that's now the solution, and if you want to research it, really, you will not be able on that level to find it out. You have to contextualize the story, you have to find out what the political parameters are on the theater level, you have to break them down to the financial level, you have to find the networks in the local society in order to see what is the usefulness of that psyop, what are the parameters that constitute it, etc. So that's actually the same modus operandi which leads to, you cannot prove the real factuality of some elements of psyops. You can only have strong hypotheses and many indices. And the question about Schillery or not Schillery, as for example John Le Bon restates now, is just a false question. It's not a good question. It's a question that is trapped already by its own constitution. And I would propose just not to talk about this topic as that. If we want to talk about Rollo, I have no problem to talk about Rollo. I would actually prefer that Rollo is here and talks with me about him, and we can also talk with him about me and anything else that could erupt in that discussion. That would be, what is your intention by saying that, or why do you do that, what do you want to state with your this and that, you know, action or statement, etc. That would be a very interesting discussion, and in that way I'm open to discuss with anyone about anything, but I'm not open to discuss if John Le Bon is a shill, or if John Adams is a shill, or if Unreal is a shill, or whatever. Because in my theoretical setting, shilling, if at all we would use the term, it would be that someone is interested in his own opinion and is in favor of it and does really act in order to find out what is right and what is wrong. So that was my answer to John Le Bon, and I hope he doesn't write another blanket. I'm really too lazy to read. Okay. So, cheers again. I'm still here. If Matti maybe comes back later, we are going to continue about hopefully a completely different topic.
Hi, I'm Chad from Northern California, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.